traveling during the holiday period? And how much are you polluting? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The Union of Concerned Scientists has put together a summary of traveling green choices. So what's best? Train, plane, automobile? Well, it all depends. The Union of Concerned Scientists found the best option for most folks is a touring bus. They emit 15% of the greenhouse gas pollutants of a car. Amtrak is not bad, about 50% of the carbon footprint of a car. Jim Cleish is a senior analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says sometimes even flying is better than a car.
For solo and couples traveling, flying can actually be a relatively good option when it comes to carbon footprint. However, passengers should make sure to fly coach and to fly direct.
So none of those New York to Dallas to Florida connecting flights. And if you've got four passengers, a car really is a pretty decent option. But if you've got a gas guzzler in your garage, they say go rent a fuel-efficient car for your trip. This is the Environment Report. Well, if it's cold and icy where you live, you might not be bicycling to work these days. But a lot of folks don't let a little snow and ice slow them down. When Karen Kelly first moved to Ottawa, Canada a few years ago, she saw that right away.
I looked out my window to see a guy on a bike plowing through a snowdrift. He had one glove on the handlebars and the other carrying a 3-foot-long art portfolio. It was outrageous. But even more surprising, Ottawa is full of these people. We're talking a good 4 months of frigid temperatures here, and there are bicycles on the road every single day. What could possibly motivate someone to hop on a bike when the temperature is well below freezing? To find an answer, I went to see Jürgen Weikart. He's an avid winter cyclist.
Okay, ready, honey?
It's 8:30 on a Monday morning, and Weikart is preparing for his first ride of the day, transporting his 4-year-old daughter to daycare. Unfortunately, guests are also invited. Next thing I know, I'm trying to fit a bike helmet over my ski cap.
Well, still a little bit small.
Pull out these things here. Yeah. It'll give you lots.
Weikart says you should dress in layers that are easy to remove. Once you start pedaling and sweating, the biggest challenge is often to stay cool and dry. He hustles his daughter into a snowsuit, and we're out the door. As soon as we reach the driveway, Weikart is smiling.
It's so sunny and beautiful and fresh out here, and you get a little bit of exercise, a little bit of warmth in your body. I realize afterwards that I've been typically crabby if I don't get my morning rides.
Let's hop in.
Weikart covers his daughter with blankets in a trailer that he pulls behind his bicycle. Then he and I hop on our bikes, inching them towards the top of the driveway, which is covered with ice.
Probably the most dangerous spot right here on this whole ride.
Is that
patch down at the bottom of the driveway.
Okay.
Once we get out on the main road, we're going to have dry pavement.
Okay.
Yep.
It reminds me of cross-country skiing or skating. Weikart tells me to steer and brake, but preferably not at the same time. It's actually pretty easy. And on the street, the conditions range from packed snow to dry pavement. Even on a frigidly cold day, he'll choose the longer, scenic route to the office. Today is no exception.
Karen says a recent transit strike in Ottawa saw more people than ever out there pedaling on the packed snow and ice. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and share your thoughts with us at environmentreport.org.